This is what the world's soaring demand for cobalt is doing to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Under each of these shelters are deep tunnels dug by hand. They often collapse. At the end of them are deposits of cobalt, of which Congo exported nearly $2 billion worth in 2019, and exports are growing fast. But the miners say they're being cheated.
We're working very hard and digging very far to take this out, but we're getting almost nothing for it. The conditions are dangerous, but we're not paid for our level of sacrifice under the ground.
And the sacrifices are great.
The miners working here say when they enter the shaft, it takes them 1.5 hours to climb all the way down and then through the narrow tunnels to reach the rock face where they're cutting out the cobalt. End of their shift, it takes them even longer to climb all the way back up. And it doesn't look safe at all. There are cracks in the sides of the earth and it's propped up with tree branches and thin timbers.
People here told us two miners were buried alive the day before we visited. When they didn't come home from work, their wives came here to find out what happened. They're waiting for the bodies to be dug out. The week before, people told us these men died here in another collapse. As soon as the bodies and debris are removed, the miners keep digging out cobalt. Nobody here can afford to stop. There aren't any other jobs for them. This is the end of a line of about 40 men that starts deep underground. About a fifth of Congo's cobalt is dug out like this by hand. The government's planning reforms. It says it wants to make the sector safe. One rock's taken from every batch to be crushed and tested at buying stations like this one. Most of them have been taken over by Chinese companies in recent years. The amount of cobalt is measured by this machine. All the miners we spoke to say the machines are usually rigged, as are the weighing scales.
Are they taking us for fools or slaves? When we take our minerals to the Chinese, they cheat us on the quality and the weight. How can we, as Congolese, benefit from this way of working?
Days spent digging out earth or rock without any cobalt aren't paid at all. These men have had better luck. They gather at the mine's edge to divide their cash. On the best days, they say they can make about $12 each, but usually it's less than half that. Much of the cobalt will go into the batteries of the world's latest electric cars. Here, it's pushed out of the pit on old bicycles. They risk it all to dig out one of the world's most sought-after minerals, but they only see a tiny fraction of its profits. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kolwezi, Democratic Republic of Congo.